Άλλο μέρο τέρες κύβους και ξάνοι σμέους τέρες πόλους. My flesh is full indeed, and my blood is drinking deep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear fathers, very dear faith, in the course of this liturgical year, we have gone gradually through the mysteries of our Lord, through the contemplation of the Blessed Trinity, which we celebrated last Sunday. Today we celebrate the feast of the body of the Lord, Corpus Domini. Jesus, our way, our truth, our life, and our mediator, has taken us to the Holy Trinity, and today possesses the Holy Trinity, the three persons, take us back to Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is the gift that Jesus Christ makes of himself, thus revealing to us God's infinite love for every man and woman. Let us spend a few moments reflecting on the origins of this great sacrament. If you attended the first Saturday mornings of Recollection this year, you would remember something very interesting from the talk on the Ark of the New Covenant. Of course, Our Lady is this new ark. But the old ark, made of incorruptible acacia wood, symbol of Our Lady without sin, gilded all over, symbol of Our Lady full of grace, contained two items, the menorah, a golden lampstand with seven branches and seven tongues of fire, and the golden table for the bread of the presence. When it was time for the Israelites to stop during their peregrinations and worship God, they erected a tent, which they called the tabernacle. They put the Ark of the Covenant in there and brought out the lampstand and golden table for the bread of the presence. All of this reminds us of the Holy Trinity. The tabernacle is heaven. The golden ark, decorated with two cherubim, is God the Father. The golden table with the bread of the presence is the Son. And the menorah with its seven tongues of fire, the Holy Spirit. When the temple was built, the Ark of the Covenant was put in the Holy of Holies, and the golden table and menorah were placed in front of it. Most interesting for us today is the bread of the presence. It is less well known than the manna of the desert with which God fed the Israelites during their exile. The bread of the presence consisted of 12 unleavened loaves of bread stacked up in two piles on the golden table. They represented the 12 tribes of Israel, always present before God. Every Saturday at the Sabbath, the bread was renewed, and the old bread was eaten by the priests of the temple. The bread of the presence was a Sabbath sacrifice that had to be offered to God as an everlasting sacrifice. At the same time, the menorah was kept burning continually in the tabernacle, along with the bread of the presence. Dear faithful, you must recognize that this practice has continued into our Catholic liturgy. With the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle and the sanctuary lamp above, the bread of the presence in the Old Testament represented the presence of the chosen people before God at all times. The real presence in our churches is the presence of God in our midst. This makes it clear when we read God saying in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verse 27, "And my tabernacle shall be with them, and I will be their Lord, and they shall be my people." God is present in our midst. In the Old Testament, the people only knew of his presence when the cloud of glory, the Shekinah, overshadowed the tabernacle. In the book of Exodus, 5, verses 29 and 30, we read further of the worship of God in the temple. When the bread of the presence was taken out of the tabernacle, it was covered with a veil, as we do with the sepulchre. Moreover, the sacrifice was not just the sacrifice of bread, but of bread and wine, a figure of the sacrifice of the mass, realized by our Lord. Most importantly, at Passover time, the golden table with the bread of the presence on it was brought out of the Holy of Holies and lifted up to be shown to the people. At this time, the priest would say, "Behold God's love for you." Let us remember this at every Mass, when the real presence, the body and blood of our Lord, is elevated for our adoration after the consecration. It is God Himself showing His love for us. What was prefigured in the Old Testament, our Lord fulfilled on Holy Thursday, giving us the sacrifice of the Mass. After all, in Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, our Lord defended His disciples, plucking ears of grain to eat on the Sabbath. When the Pharisees protested that they were breaking the law, our Lord reminded them that King David and his followers got to eat of the bread of the presence, even though it was not lawful for them to do so. He also reminded them that on the Sabbath, it was the priests who worked to prepare the bread of the presence, while everyone else has a day of rest. This is also when Jesus tells them, "I tell you, something greater than the temple is here." What else were his disciples doing but picking up grain on the Sabbath to make bread? Our Lord was pointing out that the source of the priesthood was in Him, the sovereign priest. He claimed it for His disciples as well. By making such bold claims, it was clear to all who followed Him that after Pentecost, the bread of the presence would no longer be symbolic as in the Old Testament, but would become His real presence among us. The disciples, in their turn, would bring forth the real presence, even in bread, to feed the whole church, day after day, year after year, for over 2,000 years to today. Every time they lifted up this bread, they could remember the liturgy of the Passover in the temple, and the priest saying to the people of God, "Behold God's love for you." This is the bread of the New Testament, offered to the people of the New Israel, the mystical body of Christ, the Catholic Church, the bread that gives eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,